From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Syria, but that the two leaders were unable to reach a ceasefire agreement that would allow more humanitarian aid into that country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra.
Both leaders have instructed their top diplomats to continue working for an agreement. Mr. Obama spoke Monday at a news conference at the close of a group of 20 nations leaders summit in Hangzhou, China. President Obama is seeking to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the U.S. is firmly committed to its rebalance to the region. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit in Laos, where he will seek to deepen ties in the region. The U.S. leader will meet with Laos President Wawnang Vorachit at the Presidential Palace on Tuesday. Mr. Obama is the first U.S. president to visit Laos while in office. A string of explosions Monday in Syria killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens. The blasts hit government-held cities of Homs and Tartus, the Kurdish-held city of Hasakeh, and the countryside of Damascus. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff has identified them as Rondong missiles, which have a range of 1,000 kilometers. The United Nations Security Council meets Tuesday to discuss the issue. This is VOA News.